Blog Talk Radio. We Fix Credit. Are you bound by medical bills, child support liens, evictions, late payments, repossession, bankruptcy, or student loans? Today, you can turn that around. Time to be no longer bound. Hi, my name is Dove Stanton, and the name of my credit restoration company is No Longer Bound Financial Services. We are a debt-free company with the means to help thousands of people restore and rebuild their credit. Our customers have been able to obtain their dream homes, dream cars, refinancing, and building a greater future for them and their families. We dispute all negative and erroneous items from all three major credit bureaus. In closing, we can help you restore your credit, which in turn will restore your financial future. The way to reach me is by telephone or text at 678-760-6056, or you can email me at the number 4, the letter U, betterdays@gmail.com. Time to be no longer bound. You gotta have
faith. All right, all right. We'd like to welcome everybody once again to another episode of Praise Tabernacle Bible Study, another Tuesday night of fun in the Word. And we pray that everybody that's tuned in and that will tune in later on throughout the show, that they will get a word, get a nugget from the Lord. And tonight, I am your teacher. I am your host, Elder Richard L. Taylor IV, and with our esteemed panel, Evangelist Stanton and Elder Oliver. And Elder Oliver, if you can let us know when any other panel members may join in with us tonight. And we just want to be thankful and grateful to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as we continue to push on in the name of Jesus and continue to share the gospel of Jesus Christ through Chaos Block Talk Radio, Praise Tabernacle Bible Study, where our pastors, Bishop Omar Zachary and his wife, Lady Zachary. And I just want to give a quick shout out to my wife, who is right here with me as we begin to go through the Bible study tonight. And so I just want to thank everyone that's been a part of the last week's revival, Chaos Blog Talk, Where Do You Stand? It was very successful, I believe, and we had a great time. Some of you may have tuned into that. But for all the listeners all over the world, all over in London and Germany and over in the Bahamas and our Praise Tabernacle listeners, and I'll give a quick shout-out to my friend and manager, co-worker at DSV Logistics, Janice Brown, who's been dealing with some issues and some things in her body, but we're praying that the Lord will continue to heal her and deliver her. She's tuned in tonight. And to my sister, Prophetess LaRonda Taylor, I believe she's tuned in tonight. So I just want to say thank you for everybody that's tuned in and listening tonight, and just say thank you, and that God be the glory in all that we do and all that we say. So let's, without further ado, let's get right into the word. And again, this word is, I was telling the panel members that it's probably going to be short. But, you know, you never know how God is going to move and do things. But, you know, you have a plan, but God say something different right in the middle of your plan. So, but without further ado, we want to talk about, and again, panel members, if I get a little long and you got something you want to interject and add, just say, Elder, can I say something? And I'm like, it's all yours. So if I go a little too long. So you know, there's a lot going on in the world today, and it's a lot of things that we're seeing in the world and a lot of things that's going on that's very negative to the Christian, to the man and woman of God. And if we're not feeling uneasy, if we're not feeling if we're not anticipating what God is getting ready to do, we need to check our spirit with the Lord. Because I believe, I feel in my spirit that something is about to happen in the world around us.
Amen.
And I believe that we as a collective body of true believers, not just the Sunday believer, not just the every now and again believer, not just the Easter weekend believer, not just the Mother's Day weekend Christian,
right,
but you know, or the Father's Day or whenever, you know, but people that live this holy lifestyle each and every day, strive to push and to be better and do the things of God on a daily basis, not just every now and then, not just every now and again. You
right.
should be feeling, you should be feeling something in your spirit, man, that, that God is about to do something for the body of Christ. And the world is not going to like it.
Right.
The world is not going to be able to identify with it. The world is going to hell in a handbasket.
Hmm.
And if people continue to conform to the ways of this world, they're going to suffer. Major.
Hmm.
Major. Major. So the topic of our Bible study tonight is standing on guard. Standing on guard. So for those that got pencil, paper, writing down, taking notes, we are talking about standing on guard. And you'd be like, okay, what do you mean? What are we standing on guard for? What does it mean for us to be standing on guard for? What is my purpose? Why am I standing on guard? Well, you're standing on guard for your soul. You're standing as a watchman for your
Amen.
Soul.
Amen. Amen.
You're standing on guard so that you can, I preached last Friday talking about standing in his presence. And what better way to hear and to know from God, to hear God, to see God, to commune with him than to be in his presence. So he could teach you and show you everything through the Holy Ghost. So I'm standing on guard. We're going to get into the word in a minute. But I'm standing on guard. Standing on guard. I'm standing on guard for my soul. I'm standing on
Amen.
Guard for my wife's soul. I'm standing on
That's
guard
right.
for my children's souls. I'm standing on guard for my fellow brothers and sisters in the body of Christ. I'm standing on guard for them. The scripture talks about know your adversary. We got to know him. We got to know about him. We just can't go through life not knowing the tricks and the and how the enemy comes to try us and depress us. We have to understand, you know, what he's about. He's not dumb. He's not ignorant. You know, and we just can't think of him in that way, because when we're sleeping and we're not on guard, he's destroying lives. And he's destroying people's lives that either is in your family or somebody else's family that's close to you. So we have to be on guard at all times, without fear, without fret, without doubt. We have to faithfully trust and believe God for what he says he's going to do in our lives, for what he says he's going to do in the word. We have to believe that Jesus is all-knowing, all-powerful. We have to understand that he is Jehovah Jireh.
Amen.
That he is everything to us. And like I said before, I said, I am just crazy enough to believe that Jesus can do any and everything that we need him to. Not just what I need him to do, but what anybody on this earth needs him to do.
Yes, yes.
You know, all things are possible through Christ Jesus. All things. It didn't say some things. It didn't say a little bit of things. It didn't say 20% of things are all possible through him. It said all things. That's what the word says, all things are possible. Let's go into the word. This, so we can back some of what I'm saying up. Let's go over to 2 Timothy. Give you 5 seconds to get there. 2 Timothy, the first chapter. And we're going to start at the 7th verse. And I really like this verse. And this is, you know, Paul talking about Timothy, about his faith in Timothy, and it's a good book to read about being a disciplined teacher, a single-minded soldier, a gentle servant, a diligent workman. These were all attributes that Timothy had. And so this is like some instructions that Timothy's responsibilities, and it's to all of us. It's to all of us. But let's read that. Let's read verse 7, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. But God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, that's might, and of love, and of a sound mind, clear thinking. And so from that, that's where I kind of got a topic tonight, on guard, standing on guard. Because when you're on guard, you know, You're usually not fearful, and you walk in a position of authority when you're guarding something, and you have some kind of power because you usually have some kind of weapon that you have in your presence when you have power, and you know how to use what you got, and of love. And of a sound mind, clear thinking.
Right.
Not always tore up in the mind. Not always, you know, because he said he didn't give us he didn't give us this kind of spirit. He didn't give us the spirit of fear.
Right.
And fear brings about a whole. It's like, I look at fear as a gateway that brings about other kind of fear. You know, fear can breed doubt, second-guessing, slowfulness. But he said he didn't give us fear. But he wants us to operate in a powerful, strong-thinking mind. And then you throw love in with that. So with power, with love, and our clear thinking mind, we can hear from God. We can hear what he's saying into our spirit man when we commune with him, when we talk with him. There's certain things that he wants us to know, that he wants us to hear. And what he may want me to hear could be something completely different in my position of being on guard than what he has for my wife. So, and we sleep in the same bed. Or he may have something different for Elder Oliver or Evangelist Stanton or whoever else may be listening tonight. He has a plan for each and every one of us as we continue to march on with him. But we have to be ready for any and everything that may come our way.
That's right.
Because things can happen in our life totally unexpected. And where our relationship is with the Lord will determine how successful we handle it. And where is our relationship with the Lord? Have I been on guard? Have I built up enough bricks, so to speak, to handle anything that may come my way totally unexpected?
Right.
So is my relationship with the Lord at a point to where I whatever comes, I can handle it? Because
that's
I've been
right.
on guard. I've been on guard with my soul. I've been on guard with my heart. I've been on guard with my clear thinking. So because I've been this way and I built up a strong relationship with the Lord, I can handle whatever comes my way, regardless
mm-hmm.
of how horrific it can be. And I open it up to Evangelist Stan or Elder Otto, if y'all like to add anything.
Thank you, Elder. I appreciate that. This is one of my favorite scriptures. And what I always do with this scripture is if I do begin to experience that spirit of fear, because we know spirit of fear is from the enemy. So whenever
mm-hmm.
I, begin to experience that, what I say is, if I'm getting ready to, feel it or I feel it around me, what I begin to say is, Dove, but you got power.
Mm-hmm.
But you got power. But you got power. And I just begin to proclaim the word. And that changes the atmosphere. And I begin to proclaim the name of Jesus because of the power that is in the name of Jesus. And what happens is the spirit has
yeah.
to flee from me.
Right.
This is a powerful scripture because the name of Jesus alone, the word even says that demons tremble. And so if you don't know any other scripture, but you got this one memorized, and
mm-hmm.
anything, any spirit that is not like Christ or like the Holy Spirit or is the Holy Spirit, any spirit that come against you, you got to say, wait a minute, I got power. And that's the name of Jesus. That's the word of God. That's praise and worship. That's prayer. Anything standing on the promises and the word of God is power and of love and of a sound mind. And that
right.
alone begins to change the atmosphere. I'm glad you brought this scripture up tonight because, like you said, we have to be on guard. And the way we can be on guard is by having the word. I tell people, even if you just don't memorize but one or two scriptures every other week, you will have some word inside of you that the Holy Spirit can bring back to your remembrance.
That's right.
To you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go into verse.
I just wanted to elaborate, Elder, on what both you and the evangelist were saying is, I just know for me it's the mind. And if we're not careful, because the devil wants to get our mind. And as long as I've been in the Lord, over the summer, he had my mind with the Black Lives Matter. I was all into it. And not thinking because you see other preachers and you see other people doing things, you want to join in. And I believe it was Evangelist Stanton that sent something in a text about, you know, the chanting of the name and all of that. And if we're not careful, because the devil wants to get our mind, and he get our mind. You know, he can take control of it. He gets our strength because we're not thinking clearly. And it's just very important, and that's a great scripture you use because we think about everything else about our mind. But the devil, if he can get our mind, he got it. And that's really all I want to say. I'm going to get out of the way, but good teaching tonight. And just remember that we have to, it sometimes is not blatant in front of us. He works through our mind because we watch TV, we listen to the radio, and next thing you know, you be thinking everything is okay, and you're siding with the devil instead of being on the Lord's side. So it's just very careful that we got to watch the things that we put in our heads as well.
Amen. Yeah,
that's true. That's great. Good points from you and Evangelist Stan, because we could find ourselves walking around having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof and thinking we in a good place because of the things that Elder Oliver said, you know, things we watch. See, I like this, getting off the script just a little bit, but I like horror movies. I've always liked horror movies since I was a kid. Growing up, I always liked, you know, horror movies, slasher movies, you know, and even demonic movies. And I watch the demonic movies to see where the enemy is doing, and where the enemy is operating through people to produce these type of movies. But not so much lately, you know, that I've been, because God's really been dealing with me about watching, you know, these kind of movies, and again, it gets into my mind. And it gets into, you know, and it begins to deal with me in that way. So I don't watch them nowhere near like I used to or that I'd like to, because God, you know, kind of just slowed me down on that. The Lord just kind of slowed me down on that. But when you're on guard, you have to have on your armor. And in Ephesians, the sixth chapter, verses 10 through 20, it talks about putting on the whole armor of God. You don't have to go there, but just if, for those that are writing down notes, you know, go to, when you get in your leisure, go to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20, and it talks about the whole armor of God. And as we talked about before, Philippians 4 and 13, I can do all things through Christ. You know, that's another good scripture to use. As like Evangelist Dove said, that, you know, get a scripture in your mind. Get a scripture that you can remember. Get a scripture that you can, your go-to scripture, that is what I like to call it.
Yes.
And you can say that scripture in your prayer time and when you're communing with the Lord, you know, and when you're thanking him and you're giving gratitude to him and you're thanking him for his mercy and his love for you and for me and for us, you know, while you're on guard, you know, because this we're living in a world today, saints and people that are listening, that we have to be ready. We cannot be caught off guard. We have to be ready for any and everything on every single day that our eyes wake up into this world.
Amen.
We have to be ready to, and we have to be full. We can't be running around on empty. We can't be running around, you know, mad, or we can't be running around, because we see when you're mad, now your mind messed up. You don't have clear thought. You know, when you're mad, you're angry about something all the time, then where's the love at? You know, then when you're always mad, upset, you know, PO'd about the job, about not having enough money, you know, where's your faith at?
That's right.
You know, because there's so much greater things that's going on in the world that's going on behind the scenes. I believe in the spirit realm that is going to manifest itself here on earth. Will you be ready?
Right.
Will you be ready? we have to ask ourselves, will I be ready? Can I suffer a few things?
Mm-hmm.
Can I suffer? That'd preach and teach by itself. Like this, can I suffer a few things, you know? And can I lose a thing or two that means that I believe that means so much to me and still love the Lord the same way?
Mm.
Can I lose that $300,000 house because I don't have a job because of COVID?
Mm.
Can I still love it the same way,
right,
as I did when I was on top? Can you love? Because Paul said,
"Elder, you there?"
I think we just lost me. He'll be back, and give him a second. He will be back.
Okay. But I did have a comment that I wanted to make while we waiting to get Elder back. One, I would encourage everyone that is listening to try to carve out time every single day to spend in the presence of God. I mean, I'm listening to Elder, and he's saying, be prepared. Have on the whole armor. One thing that I would encourage, if you get up in the morning and you have to go to work or you have to go to school or you go about your daily activities, and I'm not saying you have to start with 1 hour, but I would encourage everyone that is listening on tonight, when you get up in the morning, start with 10 minutes before you actually need to get up. Set your clock 10 minutes earlier than what you are used to, and take those 10 minutes and read a scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Pray, listen to a worship song in those 10 minutes. Just start doing that every single day. Just commit to it. Say, I'm going to get up 10 minutes early. If you get up at 6 o'clock, get up at 10 minutes to 6 every day. If it's the weekend and you usually sleep later on the weekend, that's fine. But get up 10 minutes before you start your daily activities and just say, God, I'm going to spend this 10 minutes with you. Even if you don't say anything, but you commit that time to God. Go somewhere. If you get out the bed, if you got to go get in the closet, or if you got to go into the laundry room, just somewhere where you could be by yourself and say, God, I'm going to meet you here every day for 10 minutes. That will help to prepare your mind before you go out that door. Or even if you don't have to go out the door, that would help prepare you, because Elder is saying, look, we have got to be on guard. And you can't be on guard without being prepared. And
that's right.
Spending that time in Christ will help you get ready for the things that are to come. And like I said, if it's just read your Bible, read a scripture. Say, God, this is me and you time. I know it's 10 minutes. It may grow to 10 minutes more the next couple of weeks. You'll find yourself wanting 20 minutes. However, but I would encourage everyone to do that, because it can make a difference.
Amen.
It can make a difference in your mind. Yes, sir.
As my wife just pointed out to me, she said that because if you already ready, you don't have to do what? Get ready.
Get ready. That's right.
So if you ready, you don't have to get ready.
That's right.
And I believe Evangelist Stanton, that is so good what you just said. You are helping me so much tonight, you and Elder Oliver. It's very good because, you know, people have to know what to do in order to be ready, you know. And
also,
first thing,
add real quick, Elder Taylor, before you get started, I just want you to know Evangelist Benoit is on as well if she wants to comment. I don't know if she wants to, but I just wanted to give you that heads up.
Okay, go ahead, Evangelist Blouette. You there?
Yes, I'm here. I hadn't had a comment yet.
Okay. Well, just jump right in whenever you got a comment. As I was stating before, you know, the best way to initially start being ready is know your status with Jesus. Establish a relationship with him.
Amen.
Get saved. Get full of the Holy Ghost. Water baptized in Jesus' name. Because to be born again, you have to be born of the blood and the water. You know, so and so that would establish you. Now you got a foothold in it. And then from that point on, you learn and you grow and you mature in the things of God. And he will teach you and show you everything that you need. And you get around older saints that's been doing it for a while and learn from them. You know, one of the things that Paul said that anticipates a time of growing apostasy, he was talking about enduring future testing. And he says that he anticipates a time of growing apostasy and wickedness when men and women will be increasingly susceptible to empty religiosity and false teaching. Arrogance and godliness will breed further deception and persecution. But Timothy must now waver in using the scripture to combat doctrinal error and moral morale and evil. So you have to have this word. You have to understand what the word is. And the only way that you won't be deceived is if you understand what the word is saying.
Right.
And you have to try to see it by the Spirit, see it to be of God. You have to know, you know, through the Holy Ghost and through the Word, you know, how can I be on guard? And so if I'm going to be on guard, then I have to understand what the Word is telling me and what the Spirit is telling me.
Right.
So I don't fall susceptible to men and women, you know, teaching empty religion, false teaching, mm-hmm. arrogance, ungodliness. You know.
And let me say this, Elder. One thing, you know, I've heard people say, you know, I read the Bible and I can't understand it, but it goes back to that 10 minutes. You can ask God for understanding of his word. The word is a living word. God will bring understanding. I promise you. We didn't start out just understanding everything we read. The more we got into the relationship with God, like Elder said, first of all, you have to know where you stand with Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Right. And then you have to build that relationship. And in the natural, the way you build a relationship with someone is you talk to them. You ask them questions. You find out things that they like. And you remember that, you know, if you know that they like their sandwich a certain way, you remember, okay, I know they don't want lettuce and tomato on their sandwich. So you build relationship, and it's the same thing with Christ. You build a relationship. You begin to look into the Word of God to see who this Jesus is, to see who God is, and you begin to learn how he is, you know,
Amen.
That he's a merciful, he's a loving God, he's a forgiving God, he's very patient with us. And as you read the Word of God, and you pray, God, give me understanding. It doesn't have to be complex. Very simple. God, give me understanding of what I read. And God will bring light and understanding to the Word. And the more you
Amen.
Read and the more you talk to other believers in the Word, then you your understanding, he gives you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. The Word even says that all you have to do is ask for it. Ask for it, and he will open up that understanding. So when you sit down with that Word, you're like, wow, the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And it will obtain to your situation, and it'll be living. And that's when you're like, wow, now I'm starting to see. Now I'm starting to understand. Your eyes are starting to become open because now you're starting to understand more. All you have to do is ask.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
That's
I do
it.
Have a comment. And my husband
okay.
always taught me and my kids, just read. Even if you don't understand, just read it anyway. How could God bring something back to your remembrance if nothing is there? So continue to read, regardless if you understand it or not. Because
Amen.
It's going to become a time in your life where the scripture is going to come back up again. And you'd be like, Dad, I read that. I read that a couple of years ago. Now I understand. God is going to bring it back to your remembrance because you read it. But if you don't ever read, like I said, he can't bring it back to your remembrance because you don't have anything in there to remember.
Amen.
And with that, we're going to read a couple more scriptures so we can get that in our mind and in our heart, and everybody that's listening can possibly use these scriptures. And we're going to read verses 8 and 9. We're in 2 Timothy chapter 1, for those that may have just joined. And we're talking about being on guard. On guard. You know, being on guard for your soul. And we're coming out of 1 Timothy. We read our root scripture is the 7th verse of 1 Timothy chapter 1. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Verse 8 reads, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou a partaker, now listen to this, a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. Verse 9, who have saved us and called us with a holy calling. And if I was in the church with a few people, I'd say, what kind of calling?
Holy.
A holy calling.
Holy calling.
Not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. That is deep. He knew you before you knew yourself. In verse 8, he said, be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. Don't be ashamed of who Jesus Christ is and his testimony. Don't be ashamed of it. You know, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospels according to the power of God. You know, some afflictions will come. You know, just because we're saints of God does not mean that no afflictions come to us. But because we are men and women of God in service of Jesus Christ, we have the ability to deal and to heal differently than those that are in the world. And it could be things that pushes us. It could be things that pushes us closer to Him. Things that He wants us to see in ourselves that can push us closer to Him. So therefore, He can use us in the ways that we didn't think we could be used. So they're going to be some afflictions. All right, they're going to be some afflictions. So we just have to be ready. We have to be on guard. We have to be on guard. I cannot say that enough. You know, we talked about standing in His presence on Friday, you know, call to duty, you know, a few weeks ago. You know, you have to be ready. I talked about a thorn in the side. Can you still operate with a thorn in your side? You know, the scripture says somewhere in this Bible, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But God delivered them out of them all. You know, and that's what I like about this word is that, like Evangelist Blue has said, that her husband said, just read it anyway, because you never know when it can come back up. See, that scripture just came back up just out of nowhere. But because the Holy Ghost know that word is in me, it brought it up out of me.
Right.
You
know? Right.
And so the more you read, the more you study, the more you build a foundation of the word in you, you can use this word to be on guard and to fight against the wickedness of the enemy, you know, by power of the Holy Ghost, you know.
Amen.
Anybody else got anything they would like to add?
Yes. Paul was also encouraging Timothy to be bold. In verse 7. Love and he was, what was it? Read it one more time. Number 7.
For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
Yes, and that's what he said. Be bold. He's telling them not to be timid. You know,
right.
Stand strong in what you believe in.
That's right.
You know, God. He needs us to if we're going to believe His word every day and be bold enough to speak what He said and not being ashamed, you know, to say what thus said the Lord and what the word is saying. We have to. And it's self-control. He was letting them know also, you have to have self-control as well. You can't do what this flesh want to do. We have to we have to believe and stand on His word at all times, and not be so willing to give in to this flesh. We have to stand bold in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Well, because we have people that can be a little timid and. You know, I think that's more symptomatic of not being sure of what you know, or you may not know anything, you know. So, or you just might know a little bit. But I'll tell you one thing: if I know the word and I've built up enough word in me, I will stand on the word and stand firm and trust and believe God, and that he will stand by His word, and that's what I want to all the listeners to understand is that, you know, like Evangelist Blue just said, you know, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the things of God. Don't let anybody pull you away from His presence.
That's right.
You know. Don't let anybody take
hey, Elder.
Your... Yeah.
I just want to make a quick comment. This is really good. And Evangelist Blouette said a lot in what she said. And then I just want to piggyback real quick. you know, this is about a relationship. And then, you know, if you, what you put in you, if you're not living it daily and you only do me in a part time, you can never get the full understanding of Christ because you don't have it in you. If I only read the word every now and then, how can I believe in what the word says? And if you're not bold enough, the only way you can be bold is you have to live it daily. Even if you don't understand it, you still have to live it. There's things I still don't understand, but when I hear it come across, it automatically gives me that understanding. But I have to be in good fellowship with Christ on a daily basis. So when you talk about evangelist standing saying, take 10 minutes, 5 minutes, that's what you're doing. You're building that relationship. So when it do come and you do read it, even though you don't understand it, you're still being bold in his word. He'll bring it to you when it's time for you to do it. And one other thing, it's just like having a relationship. All of us are married. When did you give your bank account over to your spouse? You didn't do it in the very first date or the second date. It took a lot of time to get there. And it's the same thing with Christ. That's all I wanted to say on that.
What kind of come off of what Elder Oliver was just saying about relationship, because I was thinking about that. I was thinking, like you said, all of us on the line are married, but those who are on the line may be listening tonight. You may not be married. It may be boyfriend, girlfriend relationship, or it may be your children or mother, father. You talk to them usually probably every day, especially somebody that lives in your house. So look at it this way. Anybody that you have in your house, at some point there's going to be some type of interaction with that person. Well, every single day we should have intentional interaction with God.
Yes.
Every single day. See, it shouldn't be that we haven't talked to God in 2, 3, 4 days because he's with us. And it's like it is in the physical. You live with somebody. You have interaction with them every single day. But here it is. God is right there with you, and you don't have interaction with him every single day. So then when you come up in a crisis, then you want to talk to him.
Right.
Now, don't get me wrong. He's a loving God. But why do we wait to get into a crisis to talk to them? We don't wait. We don't wait and talk to the people in our house until we get into a crisis. Even if it's nothing more than, you know, did you wash the dishes or how was your day today or what do you have going on? It's the same thing with God. He wants us to talk to him too.
Yes.
He wants that relationship. He wants us to be as intentional with him as he is with us. And the reason I can say that God is intentional with us is when he woke you up, and you got up and you were able to breathe, God was intentional with you and said, now talk to me. But yet we ignore him.
Talk
How would you feel?
Yeah.
Right. How would you feel if your loved one woke up next to you in the bed and didn't say a word? How would you feel? Think about it. How would you feel if somebody that you cared about, if your child didn't, you know, walk through the house and didn't say one word to you, your child didn't say a word, but yet you cooked your child didn't say thank you. You bought your child some new tennis shoes. Your child didn't say thank you. You kept the roof over your head. Your child, you know, I mean, the child, that's a reasonable, acceptable service, but, you know, you got something special for your child, but your child didn't say thank you. It's the same thing. How do you think God feels when we ignore him, when we don't say anything to him? Silent.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Because you have to have a relationship to build up so that when, so it makes being on guard easier. But then when the trials and the tricks of the enemy comes our way, it's tentative. We can see it coming. And if anything unexpected hits us that we may not see coming in the natural, like sudden death to a family member, our relationship with the Lord will determine how we handle that and how fast we can come back from it. An unexpected illness, a loss of a job you've been on for 20 years, you know, anything that's, that could be a life-disrupting circumstance. How will we handle it? Were we on guard? Were we setting ourselves up to be prepared? Were we setting ourselves up to be ready at all times for any and everything that may come, so that when something comes our way, we can handle it? Are we spending time with Christ? Are we standing in his presence, seeking his face? Are we being an example into a dark and dying world as to who Christ is?
Yeah.
All of these things we need to consider, our ways, because I'm no exception. Anything could come.
Yep.
My way, or anything can come your way, you know. And so it's just like, you know, it was a period of time started about eight years ago when my mother passed. And then it just seems like a row of deaths was happening, seems like every other month in my family. And I was like, Lord, is this going to ever end? But it was the grace and the mercy and the peace of God. You know, I had three first cousins from my uncle that all died within a matter of two to three years, I believe. My mother's husband, my stepfather, he died, you know, and then my father died, you know, and so, you know, then my brother died, you know, totally unexpected. But it was by the mercy and the grace of God that I still had a sound mind. And that I didn't let it bother my peace because of my relationship. It wasn't nothing that about me that made it easy. It was all about Jesus Christ who worked through me and within me. Because I knew the word, the Holy Ghost strengthened me and gave me peace throughout these dark days. You know, and so I encourage everyone that's listening tonight, don't, you know, you hear the saying that, you know, I always have a backup plan. Well, with Jesus, you don't need a backup plan. Because with him,
it's
done
right.
You don't need a backup plan with Jesus. You know, because with him, it's right, it's done right the first time. you know, just get him into your lives and grow and mature as a man or woman, a young man or a young woman, you know, or an old man or an old woman, you know, as a child of God, as a child of Jesus Christ, as a servant. Because affliction will come.
That's right.
And as long as we're here on this earth until Jesus comes back, we will suffer affliction at different points in our lives. And if we stay on guard, then that will determine how we get through it, how we handle it. I've been through some dark days in my life, and so I'm a witness to what we're talking about tonight.
Amen.
And so I just want to encourage everyone, and I don't mean to sound all doom and gloom, and you know, but I just want us to be aware as to what can come, and want you to be ready.
Amen.
I just want you to be ready. You know, I appreciate talking about a call of duty, you know, spiritual warfare. You know, when you got Christ on your side, you never lose.
Mm.
And you should look like the things that you've been through.
Amen.
And so, just like an evangelist friend of ours, you know, she had a sudden death in her family, and me and my wife went over to see her last night and commune with her for a little bit. And I told her, I said, you look good.
Mm-hmm.
Considering the circumstances and everything that you're dealing with right now, to lose two sons, totally unexpected. She looks good.
Right.
And she said, God be the glory. She says, all Jesus. See, that's when you done built up a relationship with the Lord.
Right.
You know, because somebody else could be done lost their mind. They don't have no sound mind nowhere to lose two sons like that.
Right.
Totally unexpected. And for you to be in a position where the face wasn't all swollen and from crying, and she looked good, firm hug, and she just looked strong. And I just thank God that he's given her the peace that surpasses all understanding.
That's right.
So we're gonna go through some things. Some of us may go through more things than others in this walk with the Lord. But it's to keep us close. It's not to draw us away from him. It's to drive
us
to him. So I just want everybody, I'm done. I just want everybody to be encouraged. If anybody on the panel would like to add anything else before we dismiss, I just want everybody to be encouraged. Stay on your guard. Stay in his presence. Be encouraged.
Amen.
Know that we at Praise Tabernacle love you with the love of God.
Yes, yes.
And the only way to come to God is through Jesus.
That's right.
Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You know, so you have to come through Jesus to get to God. He said, when you see me, you see the Father that sent me.
That's right.
This is all scripture. You know, so if you don't know Jesus, get to know him.
Amen.
Anybody that's listening tonight, you know, ask the Lord, say, you know, just repeat this. Lord, come into my life. Lord, I confess that I am a sinner.
Yes,
and I need
Lord.
To be saved by grace.
Yes, Lord.
And I repent of every sin and of every way that I transgress against the Holy Spirit. And I ask that you come into my life and clean up my heart. Clean up my mind.
No, I don't want
clean
your breath to burn your hand.
You know, so that I can become a new creature.
Yes.
So that I can serve you in spirit and in truth.
Yes, Lord.
And I'm just asking you to clean up your heart. Clean you up. and walk by faith. Once you said those things, walk by faith that now I am a believer of the Most High Jesus Christ, and I choose to walk after him and to serve
Amen.
Him.
Yes, Lord.
And to get into a church where, you know, they speak the Bible, they speak the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Learn the word so you don't be easily deceived by two or three words that somebody take out of a scripture and add their own two or three words to a scripture. So that you know the truth.
Amen.
So if any of the panel like to add anything, then we're dismissed.
Great lesson on tonight, Elder. It doesn't take a lot. I know you said at the beginning it was going to be short. You know, the scripture is so alive, and I just want to encourage anyone that is listening that may be going through something, just like Elder have been encouraging us from the start of this Bible study, just proclaim that you have a sound mind in the name of Jesus, because it's saying, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. No matter what stress you are under, God can bring you through it.
Yes.
There's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing too big, too little, too small, too tiny. Because if it's concerning any of his sons and daughters, he is a loving father. And even though we do experience things in this life, we can experience and walk through with a sound mind in Christ. Great lesson on tonight. Very encouraging. And I just want to remind people, start with your 10 minutes. Start today. Start tonight before you go to bed with your 10 minutes of just saying, I'm going to put this time aside for you, God, and just be with you. Start with your 10 minutes so that you can get this word in you. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Grant. Anyone else?
Great lesson, Doc. You can go ahead. That's all I'm going to say is a great lesson.
Okay. All right. You know, it was brought to my attention that, you know, you don't want to hear these words from the Lord on Judgment Day. Depart from me, you know. You worker of iniquity. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. You know, so get your relationship together with him so you don't ever have to hear those words. You know, and that came from my wife, Melanie, who's sitting here with me. You know, so she gives her little input to me as well. So I just thank her for sitting in with me as well.
Amen.
My wife Melanie.
Okay.
I enjoyed it tonight. You know, sometimes you just feel kind of, I didn't feel heavy or anything, you know, I just kind of felt I guess a little tired tonight, you know. But like I told the panel before we got started, you know, this is going to be short. You know, I was going to go into it and you know, hit it and quit it and be done. But you never know what God's plan is.
That's
right. He did exactly what I said he could probably do. You know, we went over a few minutes, you know. So I just give God an honor and just thank him for what he's doing in Praise Tabernacle, what he's doing with Chaos Block Talk. Radio and ministry and reaching people across the waters. You know, we just don't understand how many people we're hitting, we're touching, you know. And so we're really becoming fishermen of men, you know. So, and women. So it's great. Again, I thank Elder Oliver for all that he does for Faith Tabernacle Church on behalf of our pastor, Bishop Omar Zachary, and his wife, Lady Zachary, and their family. You know, again, our weekly schedule is Mondays with D&K Bible Break with Derek Oliver and his wife, Keisha Oliver. And then on Tuesday nights, we're here again on Praise Tabernacle Bible Study on Chaos Block Talk Radio at 7 p.m. Then on Thursdays is Bishop Omar Zachary and family on Thursdays at 7 on Chaos Block Talk Radio and Facebook Live. And then on Sundays, we're on at 9 a.m., Sunday morning worship. Praise Tabernacle is on Facebook Live. In the sanctuary, a few of us get to go into the sanctuary, and we do praise and worship and teach and preach the word on Sundays. So if you can't get there to the service, feel free to log on to get Chaos Block Talk Radio and Facebook Live for all of our services throughout the week. And we just want to thank you for all that have tuned in tonight. And give God all glory for you and thank God for you. And pray that a word had, you got something from the word tonight. So without further ado, we're going to pray us out and then we're going to give our great commission. So Lord, we thank you. We give you glory and honor. We magnify your holy name. Your humble manservant, Lord God, I pray that you touch the hearts of the men and women and young men and young women that listen tonight. And that you be glorified in each and everyone's lives, Lord God, that you protect them each and every day. Be a hedge, strong hedge of protection around us each and every day, Lord God, as we go through this wicked world that we live in, that we be encouraged for what you're going to do, what you're doing, and what you're going to do in our lives, Lord God, as we go through this world, Lord God, until your return. We love you, Lord God. We pray that you create in all of us a clean heart. And renew a right spirit in each and every one of us. For we repent of our sin, of omission and commission, Lord God, that you be glorified in each and every one of us, Lord God, that's been listening tonight. Lord God, help us to share your word with others that may not know you, Lord God. Help us not to be ashamed of who you are in our lives, Lord God. Help us not to be ashamed of how you represent in our lives, Lord God. That we be boldly go. You know, and teach people all things about who you are in our lives, Lord God. And with that, our great commission out of Matthew 28:19-20, go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I will be with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. God bless you. You are dismissed from Bible study. Be safe and have a blessed night.